I think it's definitely hard.
This is Tom Cruise being like, Doc, what are you telling me? It's like, well, your brother's dick is huge.
He's got a medically diagnosed large penis.
Medically huge dick, and we have to keep him here. Speak English, Doc. His dick is too big to live.
It's taking too much blood from his brain and making him retarded.
So that's why my dad gave him the $3 million inheritance? Yes.
Yes.
That's the plot of the movie.
His cock was beautiful and large.
Definitely. Definitely.
My dick definitely hard. It hurts. Yeah. My dick hurts. It's hard.
So what are you telling me? He's like retarded or something? It's like, well, his dick was so big, he never had to learn nothing. V-E-R-N. V-E-R-N. Oh, at 3 o'clock, his dick gets hard. I got to soften it up, Paul. Come on, Ray. Come on in. Come on into the bathroom now. VRN. VRN.
I'm sorry.
How do you soften a giant dick up?
I think you just have a lot of.
He's got a towel that a little hand towel that keeps over his shoulder like a black comic. Mm. This is Vern from the character Vern, the instantly recognizable character Vern from the movie Rain Man.
Who is the nurse?
Everyone remembers.
I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The black nurse that takes care of Rain Man.
Okay.
In the scene where Tom Cruise is going through his room touching all of his stuff, and Vern's like, yeah, he really doesn't like it when you touch his stuff. And Tom Cruise is like continuing to touch his stuff. And he's like, Ray, you read all these books? You fucking retard? It's so funny that this is like a facility for these people, and this guy just comes in unannounced.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going through just hassling all the retarded people.
Because he's got sunglasses. Yeah. That's why he can do it.
Yeah, and then it's like his shitty business is like being a middleman for car importing.
Mm.
So he's like, you know, he has
there
to
get back.
There
were so many stupid ass jobs in like the 80s and shit.
That movie is fucking, it's like heartless. I mean, it might be one of the most evil movies of all time.
No, dude.
Completely.
Well, I don't remember what happens at the end.
It doesn't matter. What happens in the first act is so fucked up that there's nothing that could happen after that that would redeem.
Well, he kidnaps him and takes him to a casino.
He kidnaps his retarded brother.
Yeah.
So it's like he's this guy that makes money in L.A. or whatever, doing this car importing,
getting pussy importing cars.
And then he finds out his dad, who he hated because his dad was an asshole, died. So he goes back to Cleveland to get his inheritance money, and the executor of the will tells him like all the money's been left to this institution. It's like trusted by this institution. So he goes to the institution. And there's all these retarded people there. And he's like, what the hell is this? What is this place? You know, and the guy's like, instantly doesn't tell him that, like, he has a brother or whatever. He's leaving the place after the guy doesn't tell him he has a brother. And Rain Man's sitting in the car that he drove because his dad's, like, antique car.
Mm. Oh. And that's how he got his love of cars.
Yeah, I guess. And fucking, you know, the girlfriend's like, he just got in the car. I don't know. You know, he got.
Oh, there's a girlfriend?
Yeah, the girlfriend.
She's hot.
This is his fiance. And he's like, hey. Out, okay? Let's go out. Hey, retard face. Hey, fucking mongoloid fucking Mickey. Get the fuck out of my fucking car. You fucking spaz. And then he's like, my dad lets me drive real slow in the driveway. Real slow in the driveway. Used to have brown leather or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wait a minute. Did have brown leather.
What did you say?
And he's like, hey, fucking retard. Get back over here, you fucking retarded, imbecile. Retard moron. And he's like, oh, definitely.
definitely. That's me. I'm retarded. You're right. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm not retarded or whatever. But, yeah. You know. And then, you know, he puts it together. He's like, do you know this car? He's like, yeah, it's my dad's car. You know, definitely drove it. And he's like, what do you mean it's your dad's car? And it's like, he still hasn't
figured it out.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, the other guy's supposed to be the retard.
How much older is Dustin Hoffman than Tom Cruise?
He's supposed to be like fucking 15 years older than him or something.
Mm.
And then you find out that like they had to get rid of Raymond because he drew a bath for Charlie and it was too hot and he burned.
It's Tom Cruise's fault for being a bitch.
For being a bitch baby.
Bitch ass baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But
also, there's no way that's what had to have happened.
Well, no, they explain that in the movie, but it's funny because like halfway, why it's called Rain Man is because, you know, like he laughs at something and he's like, what'd you just laugh at? He's like, you called me Rain, my name's Raymond, you call me Rain Man, you call me Rain Man or whatever. And then he's like, wait, you were Rain Man?
Oh, he remembers Rain
he
Man.
He remembers how there was a retarded man
named Rain Man.
And he just never put it together. So he like remembered that there was just a retarded guy.
That's awesome, dude. What a stupid ass movie.
And the movie's it's terrible.
Do they get him pussy?
I don't remember that part.
That's got to be part of it, man. Mm-hmm. That's okay. The question you posited up front, what could have happened to make the second, if the first act so bad, what could have made it redeemable? Mm-hmm. You get him some pussy. Yeah. You bond as a brother, which they seem to bond.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess it's basically those, maybe a nice meal.
Definitely too black. Definitely too black. Listen, you can't be around black people. You're going to have to leave the movie theater.
Tom Cruise talking directly to camera.
Yeah, definitely too. Definitely too black. Definitely too getting kicked out the movie theater by Rain Man.
Hey.